It's Halloween weekend, 2025. Why do some Christians think it's okay to celebrate? We will talk about it.
Celebrated over several days, Samhain marked the end of the harvest and the beginning of winter, a time when the Celts believed the boundary between the world of the living and the dead was at its thinnest. On October 31st, spirits were said to be able to cross over into the realm of the living, walking among them for one night before returning to the other world.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Pastor Josh Schwartz and Ken Michael. Brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries, a ministry founded by Jan Markell. In our program, Pastor Josh and Ken talk to Jen Niza. Darkness is masquerading as light. We must not be fooled. In the extended version, Pastor Josh and Ken continue the conversation with Jen Niza. You are not going to want to miss it. You can find the extended version ad-free on our website, olivetreeviews.org, or on our YouTube and Rumble channels.
Welcome to Understanding the Times. I'm Ken Michael, along with my co-host, Pastor Josh Schwartz. Well, it's that time of the year when kids are out trick-or-treating, and parents are going to parties, and also trick-or-treating with their kids. And if you talk to people, this seems like normal behavior. But what else is going on behind the scenes? Is there something darker going on out there that we should know about? In fact, dark scenes that people not only practice at this time, on this day, but year-round. We'll find out with our guest today. You can find her at xpsychicsave.com. We'd like to welcome back to the program, Jen Niza. Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be here with you today.
Well, it's great to have you back. We want to play a quick clip and then get your take on it.
Celebrated over several days, Samhain marked the end of the harvest and the beginning of winter, a time when the Celts believed the boundary between the world of the living and the dead was at its thinnest. On October 31st, spirits were said to be able to cross over into the realm of the living, walking among them for one night before returning to the other world. The Celts both welcomed and feared these spirits. They believed their deceased loved ones could return, offering blessings and guidance. But the night also brought darker forces, malevolent spirits and mischievous beings that could slip into the living realm.
Samhain was also a time of divination. Druids and ordinary folk alike believed the liminal veil allowed glimpses into the future. Nuts were roasted to predict marriages, or stones cast into bonfires to read omens for the year ahead.
The Christians believed that Samhain was a pagan holiday, and because of the festival's association with death, the Celtic people and druids were labeled as devil worshippers. In their attempts to wipe out pagan practices, the Christians succeeded in transforming the festival into All Saints' Day, or more commonly known as All Hallows' Day. The night before, traditionally known as Samhain, became All Hallows' Eve, and eventually Halloween.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio, the program founded by Jan Markell, and today we have with us, from xpsychicsave.com, Jen Niza. Jen, in that clip, we heard just a bit of the history of Halloween. Now, my question to you to open the program is this. Why is Halloween so popular today?
I believe it's because it is an addictive, I hate to use that word, but it's true, because I believe it's coming from the enemy. And it has shape-shifted, just as Satan does with his concepts, his practices. He is presenting it now as something of the light in regards to just a dress up, just a trick or treating, and has fooled people. But I do not believe that it has changed from what you just saw in that clip. This is the devil's holiday. He is very convincing and he is very manipulative and very deceptive.
You're absolutely right. And Jen, there seems to be a movement more this year than in years past of conservative Christians saying it's okay to participate in Halloween and allow your children to participate. What are your thoughts?
I'm seeing a lot of that also on TikTok, in the social media world. I'm seeing a lot of conservative Christians doing that. I think that people, unfortunately, may want to hold on to for nostalgic reasons. Maybe they just want to participate in something that they think would cause strife in a way between them and their kids, if they don't allow them to do the same things that the world is doing. And yet the rest of the time, they may argue that, yeah, we're in the world, but we're not of it. And they may stand up for other biblical principles or not participate in things that are more blatantly demonic to them, ignoring the warning of people like myself, former New Agers, former witches, and former psychics. And we are warning that this is demonic. It's influencing, especially people that have huge platforms, many out there, leading them astray, making them think it's okay. Hey, don't worry, put on your little biblical character outfit or go trick or treating. The rest of us out there are just paranoid and we just think everything is going to lead to demonic possession. And that's just not true. There is a balance. We're not going to look for a demon behind every corner, but we're going to come out and call what is demonic, demonic.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about how social media and movies play such a huge influence on our children. In fact, we were talking about the movie Wicked, where they say that witches are actually good and they use popular figures to idolize this practice. What are your thoughts on this?
That movie, Wicked, is promoting witchcraft because it's saying that you can be a good witch. Maybe bad witchcraft is evil and dark, but good witchcraft is okay. And we see that in Wicca. We see that with white witches. This movie is going to have the effect on Halloween with little kids dressing up as these witches. Ariana Grande plays the good witch. Ariana Grande is a huge role model, unfortunately, for many, many young ladies. She's popular through the music industry, and she is very open about her own participation in divination. We did one of those celebrity in the bag, what they have in their bag, and she had a crystal ball in there, and she's very open about doing tarot cards, etc. And little girls will look up to them. And this movie, because they use such a big celebrity, it was off the charts. And this is what we are seeing, the enemy in cinema indoctrinating the masses. I recently spoke at a conference, and while stopped at the Amtrak station in a little shop, this is what I saw. This is a My Sticker dress-up Wicked Witches with what would look like the two characters from the movie Wicked. This is being marketed towards children, the demonic.
And Josh, we were reading reports that on the set, people were being oppressed. They had major situations going on where people were becoming sick. And one person said it was almost like there was this evil spirit on the set with them.
Well, what do you expect? You're dealing with dark, demonic things and you're normalizing it and you're expecting not to get burned. It's like playing with a stove and expecting not to get burned. The same thing happens here. When you normalize the demonic, when you normalize evil, there's going to be evil things that happen. And Jen, we recently heard that the second Wicked movie is coming out in just a number of weeks. And it's like you said there, it's indoctrination. It's marketed towards children. I remember a number of years ago when the movie Frozen came out that we had little Elsas and Annas running around at Halloween time. I cannot imagine now what it's going to be like with little wicked witches and good witches running around. Jen, is it okay for parents to allow their children to dress up on Halloween?
Absolutely not. Number one, especially in the way of witchcraft and little witches and dressing up as characters that celebrate and glorify sin. That's what that's doing. That is a demonic door that's being opened despite what it looks like on the surface. So if you're not dressing up as a witch, right, you're still dressing up and you played that video showing us what that really means and why people were doing that. And that is what it still is today, but it has presented as something different. So you will open a demonic door doing that. And little kids having doors open, you have to realize that they don't have the spiritual wherewithal that we have, right? So they're relying on us as Christian parents to cover them in prayer,
yes,
to pray the armor of God, to guard what they're seeing, guard what they're hearing, and guard what they're doing. And it's very upsetting for me to see that because I too had doors open for me as a young person. And young people are living in a world right now, guys, we all are, but again, the youth are different, right? They're very, very vulnerable. And we live in a turbulent world. But what about their microcosm? What about their home life? What about their school life? Don't you think that they could be influenced by this witchcraft as a desire to control their circumstances, because that's what witchcraft is offering you. And when you put on a pink dress and a happy hat and a little wand, that makes it look innocent. As long as I don't wish anything bad on you, maybe I can say a spell getting the bully away from me in school. Maybe I can cast a spell for mommy and daddy to get along better at home. Whatever is bothering them on the inside, or bring them things for the future.
So, Jen, I think what I hear you saying is this is a gateway to behavior, especially later on in life. We see young people that are totally into tarot cards and crystals and Ouija boards. Is this a gateway to that?
Absolutely. That was well said, Ken. It is a gateway to that. Please don't be fooled by how it's presenting at certain times, because we know Satan, he masquerades as an angel of light, and so do his servants. They masquerade as servants of righteousness. And it reminds me kind of yoga, because it can present as something beneficial for you or okay to do. Many Christians, unfortunately, practice it, disregard the spiritual nature of it, and say, hey, if I can just play some worship music, write Jesus on my yoga mat, then it's okay. That's ignoring what's behind that, the darkness, the sinister agenda of Satan himself.
You're absolutely right. Satan is the master of delusion and the master of deception, and he is doing these very things, deluding and deceiving the masses into normalizing and even commercializing Halloween and the darkness, the evil, and the demonic therein. Jen, earlier in the conversation, you talked about how so often Christians will say we're in the world, not of the world, and yet they'll totally be in the world and of the world when it comes to Halloween. And it reminds me of a verse of scripture, a command of the Apostle Paul from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 7. This is what Paul says. He says, therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Friends, if you are a follower of Jesus, you are to be the light in the areas in which he has placed you. And dabbling in the darkness is not being light. Now, Jen, as we transition, we know that you have been in the New Age and called out the New Age all throughout your ministry. We want to play this clip about white witches and get your response.
Back in the old days, witches were often depicted to have long noses, pointed hats, and scary faces. But now, times have changed. Most people carrying witchcraft presents no longer carry charms, pots, or calderons. No, they have become very modernized, sophisticated, and even blended into everyday circles, neighborhoods, and even churches. And when it comes to identifying them, there is only one way to know. By their fruits, ye shall know them.
Did you ever get involved with angel cards too?
And this was the scariest. I went to go see a white witch, and she would bring me into her apartment, white carpet, white piano, white everything, angels everywhere. She'd be wearing white. We'd sit down on her floor in the living room, and she'd be sitting on a pillow, and I'd be sitting about 10 feet away from her, and she'd play this New Age music, and she'd like ring these bells, and she'd bring out her angel cards. And
so I began to go to the stores and get the stones and get the incense and say the mantras and all these things, and I had no idea at the time that I was just opening up the door to the demonic, but it started to manifest in my life, and I started to see things. I started to see shapes. Most mornings I walked to work. It wasn't a far walk, but I walked to work at like 5 a.m. Those walks would be so traumatic and so fearful because of stuff that I would see and shapes that I would see in the dark while I was walking.
Oh my gosh, she told me this horrifying story about how in a past life, either I had hung myself or my child had hung themselves. It did, I mean, more than that. I was not only playing with angel cards, I was seeing a white witch.
You're listening to Understand the Times, the radio program founded by Jan Markell. We do have some great products in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. And this week we are promoting the Revelation Answer Book by Dr. Mark Hitchcock. That's a great resource for you if you have all kinds of questions about the book of Revelation, like many people do. And if you stay tuned next week, we have a great interview with Dr. Mark Hitchcock about that book. Today, we're talking to Jen Nitza. Jen, there's a lot going on in that video.
Thank you so much for playing that video. You brought a smile to my face to see the sisters in Christ who have been set free, who have been so courageous to come on my show and share their experiences to warn the masses about these New Age practices. But not as often are these practices being presented as the evil like they used to. So I talk about this plenty of times myself. When I was a psychic medium, I would have looked just like this. No black hat. I would wear the crystal, but that wouldn't necessarily set me apart, that you would know that you were about to encounter a psychic medium practicing divination. And white witches, what China was talking about with the white decor and this idea of just because you're putting white there and not black, that it would signify some sort of innocence or holiness. Even we were taught to imagine white light around ourselves as a barrier against negative energies when I was in divination groups, the past lives. But then you could see the effects on these ladies and my own story as well, because though that's how it was presenting, we were suffering demonic oppression, suffering from those demons that we were invoking that were in our life. And I warn people all the time, do not be fooled by the mediums you're seeing on TV, by the tarot card readers, the angel card readers that you're seeing on TikTok. You do not go home with them at night. You do not live their life. They are most certainly facing the side effects of the demonic practices that they are doing. They just don't know to credit it with that. And the more those demons come into your life from doing these practices, you are going to keep seeking the problem for the solution when you are deceived by the darkness. So you'll do more readings, you'll burn more sage, you'll think it has something to do with you and that you can control the spirit realm, wear more crystals, etc., and do meditations. And it is a very addictive scheme of the devil that ultimately will lead you to hell if you do not repent and come to saving faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
Great point, Jen. Another quick clip, and I want to get your comment on it.
How old were you when you had your first psychic reading, tarot card reading?
I was roughly 19 years old. Yeah, it's something that I think is also really attractive to human beings because we want answers. We don't like the unknown. So if there's somebody out there, a psychic saying, I can give you direction, I can give you answers. But then like, I have a lot of friends who are so dependent on this and they won't make a move, Jen, without consulting with their psychic or their medium.
You hit on so many points. Number one, the New Age is very seductive and it's very addictive. So like what you just said at the end there, that you know people that have been very dependent upon it.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I was, of course. It dictated everything.
That's
any
right.
decision you want to make or you must consult your astrology chart, your zodiacs, all the things, the tarot cards.
Our guest today is Jen Niza. You can find her at xpsychicsave.com. So Jen, I don't think people realize how big and prevalent the New Age movement is. How has this movement influenced our culture?
It's got people putting their faith and trust in creation such as the planets, the stars, the moon, by making it the normative, glamorizing it, desensitizing people to it by putting it on shows that have nothing to do with witchcraft, putting it on apps, making you put your birthday in there to put your zodiac sign. So it's making it your horoscope. So our culture is being led astray from the truth. And that is what the devil wants. He wants people to be led astray from the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, and resting on the enemy, resting on the New Age practices for the desires of your heart, for your life decisions. I did it myself as well. I couldn't make moves without pulling a card. My day didn't start with prayer. I didn't know God. My day started with pulling a tarot card or an angel card. That's what everything depended upon in my life. And it's so dangerous because it's demonic and it will lead to destruction, period. The enemy may give you a little instant gratification, but these kids are opening these doors so early. That's the New Age and witchcraft in our culture through cinema, through music, through the social media, is leading these kids down the demonic path very quickly and only destroying them, leading to things like unaliving themselves, drug addictions, promiscuity, all of the sins that Satan wants them to do, and the decisions that they have coming to them in their life that they feel unsure about, they're putting their faith and trust on those decisions, in cards, in creation, and in the devil's schemes, and they are deceived by it, instead of having faith and rest and freedom in our Lord Jesus.
Jen, that is huge to point out, because when I was young, it seemed as though horoscopes and psychic mediums were kind of on the outskirts. That was kind of a taboo thing to do. And now it is culturally normal for these people to be doing these things. Also, what we have seen over the last number of years is the slow creep of influence, specifically in the area of music. And it used to be the dark, demonic, hardcore rock, but now it is pop culture. It is normal, mainstream, top 40 artists and music that is really influencing our culture. Can you walk through that for us?
I'm somebody who speaks a lot about Taylor Swift. I will not stop warning people about her music. I pray that God would save her, and that would be the day then that I would stop warning people, of course. But she has presented herself in the past as even possibly a Christian. And in this light, this little country girl who then took this turn, this darkness, and she promotes lust, numerology, karma, the invisible string theory. These are new age ideologies. This is sin. And she has such a huge influence and on Christians because they don't know. You don't know until you know. But once you know, you know. Yeah. And you need to make a decision, which actually is very much like Halloween, if you think about it. And yeah, the music industry, even Katy Perry with her Divine Feminine, Lady Gaga, the Divine Feminine, again, this focus on worshiping goddesses and that you can be a goddess too. And Katy Perry was talking about manifesting when they took their little space trip.
So Jen, you have a new documentary coming out. It sounds really exciting. Tell our audience about that.
Actually, it's a short film. And the Lord impressed this upon me over 2 years ago. And it's a short film based on my story. It'll be a standalone for the ministry, but also the foundation for a feature film, a film that will be sharing the truth, exposing psychic communication for what it really is, demonic, and of course, pointing to the only solution and the only rescue, our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so excited about it because when I think about these movies that are out now that we were talking about, Wicked, there was a movie called Tarot. Even in films that don't present as horror films, a Ouija board gets in there, right? Now we here at Ex-Psychic Saved are stepping into that medium to share the truth, to evangelize in a way that will be extremely powerful on the big screen. And God, in his amazing grace, has opened all the doors for this film, and we are shooting it just a month from now, and we are still campaigning for it. We're so close, and people can go to ifoundchrist.com, and I appeal to the body to come alongside us to get this amazing and powerful tool out there. The hope is that souls would be rescued from the new age, from divination, and that our Lord would be magnified and glorified through this project.
Amen. Jen, it sounds like you're putting into practice the command from God to flee from these things. This is what Moses writes in Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving to you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer or one who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. Jen, thank you so much for this. Friends, we're going to continue this conversation on the extended version of our program that can be found on all of our social media, including Rumble and YouTube. Jen, thanks for joining us for this first half.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are the broken. You are the healer.
Jesus. Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Make sure you visit our web store at olivetreeviews.org, where we are featuring Pastor Mark Hitchcock's new book, The Revelation Answer Book. Tune in to the extended version of this week's program on our website, ad-free, at olivetreeviews.org, or on our YouTube and Rumble channels. Darkness will not prevail. The time is now to be the light, because everything is falling into place.